Welcome to the ToRead.net podcast. This is your host, Terry Yule, and I'm pleased that you have joined us. These podcasts feature interviews, sound clips, and other items of interest for members of the Double Read community. Now, let's enjoy the musicians, the music, and the wonderful art of Double Reads. Then when you went to Germany, you studied with...
Helmut Winchermann,
Winchermann.
Yeah. Yes.
What was his approach like?
Well, he was very much concerned with the detail of musical phrasing,
okay.
I found. And so he expected the students amongst themselves in a way to sort out technical issues. And so the
he worked with advanced students.
He would work with, but he also had they're basically students who knew what they were doing.
Again,
he was part of a tradition of playing, and he had the Deutsche Bach Solisten Orchestra, and so he was very much engaged in the Baroque area of music making, and so that was fascinating for me to have his insights there. But
what were some of those insights with the Baroque music? What struck you?
It was about the arches of the phrasing.
Okay.
You know, it was about the attention to detail. I mean, he had an absolute discipline in playing. For example, no one was allowed to play the Mozart concerto in public unless they had been practicing it every day for a year. That was his philosophy, was that you actually needed to really study something and really understand it and come to grips with it, and I really appreciated that as a way of approaching working on music, because you know I'd had absolutely the opposite with Goossens, you know, being expected to actually be able to play things immediately after, you know, maybe just from sight.
Then
that was his modus operandi. Suddenly
right.
I had completely the opposite with Winchermann, who was saying no. You must. The articulation must be formed correctly here. You must understand your trills. You know, I spent hours practicing how to do a Baroque trill, for example. You know, the proportion and making sure that you come out correctly on the turn and so on. And that's stood me in such good stead. You know, and I try to convey this now to students about understanding the craft of being able to finger count on a trill, knowing how many movements you're actually making.
Okay.
That sort of level of detail, which then once it becomes part of your DNA, as it were, then it enables you to transfer that into the music that you're playing, no matter what it is, in that era. And so there was that sort of level of detail, and also a love of music. Basically, Winchermann had such a powerful love of music,
sure.
which he conveyed.
It was
a very open door policy with his tuition as well. So we were expected to be there at everybody's lessons. We didn't have to be, but there was an expectation that we would be there and we'd learn from each other. I know that this is a thing that happens in European classes, but it certainly wasn't the way we were taught elsewhere.
Sure.
And so this is something that I found invaluable as a tool. Yeah.